you'll still be looking for ways to fill that up, and that's how you end up with whatever situations these women ultimately end up in, either so that or you end up alone.
So we will let Shatoria close out this one, and then we're going to go on to our wrap it up series. This is a series where we let each person kind of give a 2 to 3 segment on just whatever they want. Go ahead, Shatoria, wrap this up.
So this is the issue of we reaping what we're sowing. And this is also a issue of, if you look at, like Jimmy said, his generation, look at the age that these parents had their kids. These are kids that were raising kids. And then I have another issue too, is if you also think about a lot of these kids who are following Nicki Minaj and Cardi B and all of them, a lot of them don't get the self-esteem affirmations from home. So me, I have a 7-year-old daughter. We do affirmations every morning because I didn't have it growing up. Now, when I see young ladies following this right here, these artists, because they obviously ain't got nothing else to look up to, but there is no way in hell we see this and be like, it's okay. The girls that are following Nicki Minaj, and let's be honest, what you call them, little girls? City girls?
Yeah.
Girl, like, they literally got a song talking about, you need a man with a visa. What? Who? Wait. And these girls are eating it up. It's like, yes. And I'm looking at the girls that are saying it. What's the value that's going on at the house? Because let me tell you something. This also goes back into, we have some absentee parents. I'm not talking about just absentee dads, absentee parents. Because you can have 2 parents in the household and still be absent. You can have a mama, and you know, you can have daddy's there, mama's missing, mommy's there, dad. So we got absentee parents going on to where these kids feel like, I have to look up to this. And it's the reason why I take lyrics very seriously. And I control what my daughter hears, because what you ain't finna do is think that's okay. We're not popping booty around here. We ain't doing none of that. You're correct. Got it out here to where they make it seem like the dudes they got is the greatest. And guess what's gonna happen? These young ladies are gonna go get men like that and be like, well, I mean, he ain't hit me, so I don't understand why it's an issue. This is the generation that is out there trying to make the most noise but causing the most problems. And when I say they cause the most problems, as a mother, I have a complete concern, because I got to tell my son, he's 20, about to be 21. These females ain't the females when I was growing up. I am about to be 39, and they look different. Slashing tires, you know, popping up at Dove's, those type of things. We got a whole new set of generation of kids who are very jumpy. They going for it. They don't care. They don't care about being a side piece. They don't care about telling you to the side piece. They don't care what they look like when they go outside. And I'm talking about halfway dressed to nothing. Let's be honest. We don't even know who's 13, 14, 15 years old anymore. Like, back in the day, you can tell who's a teenager. Like, I know my grandma had me in ponytails and everything else. You don't see that no more. These kids are being made to be adults. And when you got that going on, then what are they looking up to? Who's basically they can see on TV and follow? Technology is a beast these days. Social media has no coverage of too many. And you got a lot of people like myself out here trying to fight that stigma, because if not, if we think teenage pregnancy is on the high, baby, let me tell you, it's about to get real worse. And we're going to be honest, you got 11-year-olds out here getting pregnant. So we got to come to a point where what Nicki Minaj is saying is absolutely false. The narrative is absolutely wrong. But that also comes back into people like us have to change that narrative. We have to get back out there in the community, especially with our young men, because the young men think this is cute. They think this is cute. They're like, let me get my little quickie in and I'm good to go. Not realizing y'all are sowing seeds. This is why we got so many teenage pregnancies and people not being able to handle business, and why we got, I mean, let's be honest, DMV area. Every time you turn on the news, there's shootings, there's this, there's that among our young people. Why? Because of what they see, what they've been taught, and there's nobody there saying, let me phrase that before I end. There ain't no praying grandmamas like it was back in the day. Let's be honest, because a lot of these grandmothers are basically 40, 50 years old. And so there's no praying grandmothers. There's no family dynamics anymore. And unfortunately, just like Jamie said, a lot of these girls are like, yeah, I can do it on my own. they want certain things without the commitment. You hear people saying they want to get married. I mean, they want to be living together and be legally together, but not married. Well, why do I need a piece of paper? But then we got a situation like DMX, when he died, his fiance was, yeah, nope, you wasn't married, so you get nothing. Then you got Nipsey Hussle, his situation. Like, this is real life. Like, we have to understand, we don't get to live long. It ain't back in the day when, you know, they say people was, you know, living here to be 900 years old. We ain't doing that. Some people don't even make it past 15, 21, 40. So we got to be mindful of what we are producing as people. And if we send something, are we send something? Are we changing the narrative of what these kids are seeing? And I ain't even talking about the girls, the guys too, because the hustle ain't all that it is. And let's be real. A lot of these rappers are not even speaking their own truth. Just my opinion. So
tell a story. So we will, we're going to wrap this thing up. Jamie, Jay, and Shatori, I want you guys to kind of let everybody know where they can find you. We're going to keep this real brief, real short. We're not going to go any further as far as the topics. Just let everybody know where they can find you. Give, you know, Jamie knows how this goes. You know, a little short introduction, a piece of advice you want people to kind of take from you and this panel. Tell the people what how to find you, what's going on, future. We'll start with Jay. You know, we never really start with Jay. So Jay, go ahead and keep it short. Tell the people what you got going on. Tell them about Echo Chamber a little bit. Tell them about, you know, kind of what you keep it real short.
So real, you keep saying short, and I feel attacked. I don't.
No. I'm gonna keep it short too. Because I'm gonna keep it short too.
It's all love, bro. I am Jay Echo, one half of the Less Rap podcast. You can find me here and on our main show. Right now, got some new Echo Chambers coming out. Have two episodes coming up with the main weirdo. She was kind enough to show up on Echo Chamber, but she had us on her show. So we thank her for that. Those episodes are coming soon. Couple more episodes, and like Phil said, we are going to start attacking acceptance on our main show.
Can't wait for that one. And Shatori is laughing because we've talked about this.
And what I would suggest people take away from this one is learn your value. We say all the time, know your value, but some people don't even learn what value actually is. So learn your value and then know what yours is. So that's about it.
Yeah. All right. Jamie, you got the floor, man.
All right, man. So of course, I got a YouTube. I got an IG. Y'all can follow me and stuff. You know, Jamie Woods is my YouTube. My IG is Jamie_Woods11. You guys can follow me there on IG. I post up motivational content, dating content on the daily, where I try my best to. It does get hard sometimes. But to be honest, guys, just to leave it off with this final note, I believe that love is a vicious cycle, especially nowadays. It's become a vicious cycle. And I know this through experience because I grew up, you know, going through middle school, high school, getting played. I went into college, you know, I adapted that whole mindset. I looked up to these false, these false peers and people and rappers and stuff where, you know, they would always, you know, drop information. And, oh, you got to do this in order to get that and blah, blah, blah. So I implemented those things and I started to become the monster in my life. I started to become the person hurting people instead of the one being hurt. And so what I'm trying to say is that you have to be yourself at the end of the day. Don't let your past or anything like that get to you. because the theme in all of this is that, like, with the whole Megan Thee Stallion stuff and the whole $30,000, and I'm gonna move on to the next guy or whatever, is that sometimes, like, the grass isn't greener on the other side. Sometimes, like, you, whatever you have now, sometimes is really, you got something good. You know what I mean? If you got something good, stay with that, because you don't know, maybe the next guy or the next girl you go to may not be as good as that. And I know I'm going all around the place over here, guys, because my mind is going 0 to 100 and stuff. But really, just stay true to yourself, value yourself, and of course, understand what it is you bring to the table, and know what it is that you want that other person to bring to the table and stuff like that. And just always stay true to yourself. Don't become someone that you're not just because you're trying to get results or things like that. Always stay true to yourself, and good things will come to you. Karma's good, you know?
Thank you. Yeah, that's definitely true. Go ahead, Shatori.
So thank you guys for having me on. You guys can catch me as season three podcast is starting October 5th. And yes, I got the wonderful Jay and Phil on that on this season coming up. So I'm really excited as we talked about acceptance. But yeah, you guys can check me out on IG at @IAM_Shatoria. And where we talk about, we have Motivation Mondays, like they were speaking earlier, Soulful Sundays. And you know, we just get real. I have real conversations. And like I said, you can check out the podcast on Apple, Spotify. I am Shatoria, like I said, and season three drops October 5th. And you know, my book is out. Authentic Transparency, Forgiveness to Freedom, where we talking about the real old school trauma that people just sweep up on the rug. So definitely check me out, and you know, always just hit me up about anything and everything. Trust me, we get messages, and also we always take new guests for podcasts as well. You know, trying to make a difference in the community any way that we can. I definitely leave with people. It's funny how both Jamie and Jay said what they said. Learn your worth. The biggest thing is, you always got to start at your foundation. That's one of the things I always believe in. We start at foundation, because if your foundation is cracked, you can't build a complete home on a cracked foundation. And so you got to go back to foundation, and sometimes, and it's okay to begin anywhere. That is literally my slogan for my business, begin anywhere. You can, can't nobody tell you can't restart again. You can hit the restart button, because guess what? You got an opportunity to do it. Hit the restart button and know that every day is a new day to begin anywhere.
Oh man, I'm philosophical, one half co-host of the Let's Rap podcast. You can find us at Let's Rap 2 on Twitter, Let's Rap _ on Instagram, and also Let's Rap on YouTube. If you guys have not been paying attention to Echo Chamber is getting better each week. We got more content coming out. And also let us know what you guys think about the content we've previously posted. We've got episodes with Jamie Woods. Like I say, he was one of our first guys to get on the show. We really appreciated him for that, always. And we appreciate Ms. Shatoria for giving us an opportunity and a platform to be able to speak on her show, just as much as being able to take a lot of my craziness, as I always joke, and Jay's wittiness and intuitiveness on the show.
I'm not witty, but I'll
introspective, we'll call it.
There we go.
We'll call it. And I really appreciate everybody that's given us a chance and really been here on the journey. Jamie Woods is always supporting us and telling us how we've done, come a long way. And I always joke with him and say, you know, this podcast was built on the conversations me and Jay have had on the phone. So I appreciate everybody that comment, they're in the DMs, that really support us, even though it could be a little discouraging. Really appreciate everybody. So as far as my words of wisdom is on both spectrums of it. I just spoke yesterday. Very amazing content with Ms. Shatoria on identity crisis. And speaking about it today again makes me feel like this is not just a man thing, right? Nope. I feel like this is also an identity crisis women are seem to be going through. But it sounds like from what we talked about today, it's not just an identity crisis, it's an insecurity. It's a fear of accepting not only yourself, but also understanding and being able to be with people and putting people in your circle that are willing to tell you. And, you know, the worst thing about it is the one person that you're not listening to is yourself. Is you're not looking yourself in the mirror and saying, you know what? You know, I'm here for a reason. You know, God is going to put someone in my life, or if he doesn't, you know, I'm going to find a way to change this world and change the narrative of this world. That's what I have to think about every day. Can look at myself in the mirror and say, hey, you know, let's wrap podcast. It's not successful, but what can I do to make it successful? How can I make it better? You know what I mean? And I just want to also bring to people's attention that we're going to continue to talk about as far as like the pressure of being a man. I can just imagine some of the pressure it is being a woman. Some of the things that it takes to be a woman. A good woman is concerned with what their partner is going through. A good man is concerned on how can he evolve from where he was yesterday to where he can be today. And I've preached that a million times in this show. Age is truly a number. I'm not a big fan of R. Kelly. I respect Aaliyah for what they were having as far as a relationship. But age is, I truly understand what that song means and that phrase means. Age is not a number. Age is not a substitute for like, you know, once you hit 30, life is over. Once you hit 40, life is over. Once you hit 45, life is not over. It's just the beginning. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the fact that you've really got to look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself every day that you got to accept yourself before you can expect someone else to accept you. Because only you know who you are. So, like Jay said, we've got some new episodes coming, new content coming. I know I've promised you guys some solo content with me. That's completely on me, 100%. I can't seem to come up with the name yet. It's a little bit of fear on the mic of being on this solo. So I'm not as introspective as Jay. I'm a little bit crazy. Hey,
as long as you don't end up, what's it called? As long as you don't end up on the water tower somewhere, you're good, brother.
I know. So that's coming. So I want to thank Mr. Jamie Woods and Ms. Shatoria, as always, for supporting this channel, being on the podcast and the super show. We're definitely going to have Shatoria back along with Javi. That is going to be a very interesting show. Cannot wait for that one. There are going to be a lot of puzzling looks coming from Shatoria's side. And I can see Javi and Shatoria having their own show on each other's platforms. I can see that happening. Again, really appreciate you guys and really thank you guys. And really thank everyone that supported the show and made us who we are today. Make sure you guys follow Mr. Jamie Woods and also follow Shatoria. All their information is going to be down in the description. And again, I am Philosophical, your co-host of the Let's Rock Podcast, the Super Show, and continue to be there and put this out, get this out there. Really appreciate everyone. And thank you guys again. And we're out. Peace.
Take it easy.